Well, I hope Tiako Shark goes better than the Cronulla Sharks currently. And we saw this Tiako Shark, which is, you know, owned by Paul Gallen. He's got a share in it. He's got a minor share in the horse. But it goes pretty good. And it had a barrier trial yesterday morning. G'day, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You're right. Very impressive over there in New Zealand in a barrier trial yesterday. We haven't seen him since November last year. He's won the 5 from 6 overall. He was supposed to be here for the autumn carnival, but had a minor setback there, unfortunately. But looked very, very sharp winning a trial over there in New Zealand yesterday. He's a horse that's always come with a massive boom. I know a lot of the rating experts have always said or maintained that last year his last win in a Group 2 over there rated very, very strongly, and they think he can come to Sydney and measure up. He's going to be out here for the spring. The Epsom Handicap there, definitely one of the races on the radar. And after yesterday with Tab, I think it was 9 into $7 favourite now for the Epsom on the back of that barrier trial. So looking forward to seeing what he can do when he comes over. He has plenty of X Factor about him, and the bookies keeping him very safe, that's for sure.
Mm. Have we got a couple of X Factor horses nominated for Randwick this Saturday?
Yeah, we do. Sir Elton's one of those. He's obviously 3 from 3. He's nominated to go around at Randwick this Saturday. And the other one's probably one of the hardest watchers for punters in recent weeks was Mandela when he ran off the track on debut and looked home for all money and unfortunately ran off the track and still made ground on the winner there, Exceed the Stars, but threw it away. So he's also down to go around in a two-year-old race at Randwick this weekend. Hopefully, guys, after a few weeks of pretty wet weather, we should be back onto about a soft 5 there at Warwick Farm on Wednesday, and hopefully the good weather continues and we can get back onto a firmer track there at Randwick on Saturday.
The only shock of Mandela looked like, you know, was just going to win easily, then ran off the track, was the fact that I wasn't on it, because yeah, normally that's something, you know, I can't believe that. I can't believe that happened to me.
Yeah, I was on.
Oh,
I followed you, Brad. You tipped it.
You were on too?
Yeah. I was home. Don't worry, I was cheering. I went the early crow.
Oh, well, you were entitled to. You're entitled to. So let's hope that doesn't happen again. And Sir Elton looks to be a really promising type. How do you see Albury lining up today?
Yeah, heavy 10, so pretty wet track there. That's a little bit of a query, but look, the fields have held up pretty well, considering. I just thought there was one there in the last race that will run well. It was $3.70 last night, a few scratchings this morning, so expecting that to come in a bit. But race 7, number 7, Moncrie. It's won its past 2 in pretty good style on wet tracks. One on a heavy track by about almost 7 lengths, 2 back. I know that was against a weak field in a class 1, but went back to a soft 5 the other day and was able to win again. So one thing about this horse, we know it gets through the conditions, it's drawn well, and I thought on a pretty tricky day there, on a really wet track, was probably the way to go there, race 7, number 7, Moncrie.
You got any news on the Everest slot that's up for grabs, mate?
Yeah, today, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe they're going to announce that, aren't they? So, no, I haven't, actually, but look forward to hearing with interest. I heard the attention for that, or the interest in it, was definitely very, very high, so we'll see how all that pans out.
Yeah, it'll be good, because it'll be quite intriguing, because it's just not about money for our listeners and our viewers. It's about who made the best sort of proposal,
pitch.
As in, you know, what else can you bring apart from buying the slot? What else can you bring to the race? So it's another good idea, Brad.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Racing New South Wales are definitely looking for that sort of angle, aren't they, rather than just the most money there. So we'll see who did put in the best bid and who gets the verdict.
Good on you, Brad. Thanks for that.
Cheers, guys.